USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The South faces severe weather this weekend, adding to the recent deadly storms in Texas, Florida, and Mississippi. Three people were killed in Perryton, Texas, due to an F3 tornado Thursday. The Storm Prediction Center warns of an enhanced risk in Oklahoma, southern Kansas, and parts of the Texas Panhandle. Anticipated storms may bring golf ball-sized hail and wind gusts exceeding 70 miles per hour. President Biden kicked off his re-election campaign at a Philadelphia rally hosted by union members today. He touted himself as the most pro-union president in American history and expressed excitement about running for re-election.
I'm more honored by your endorsement than you can imagine. Coming this early, it's going to make a gigantic difference in this campaign.
The event took place shortly after he received the endorsement of the AFL-CIO. Pennsylvania, a key swing state, remains crucial in the upcoming election. A high-level meeting taking place this weekend in China. Laura Winters has more.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in China this weekend to meet with Chinese President Xi.
We believe intense competition requires intense diplomacy.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on the goal of the trip.
To stand up and speak for American values.
On Friday, the Chinese president meeting with Microsoft founder Bill Gates, who he calls an old friend. During the coronavirus pandemic, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation donated $5 million to help the Chinese people fight COVID-19.
The Justice Department is filing a protective order to block former President Trump from releasing classified documents. If approved by a judge, Trump would only be allowed to review the 31 documents in the presence of his attorneys. Russian President Vladimir Putin deployed nuclear weapons in Belarus as a warning to the West. That's according to a statement at an economic forum in St. Petersburg. He clarified the tactical warheads were already delivered to the ally. This is USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Supreme Court is postponing rulings on two significant issues until at least Thursday. Yesterday's opinions did not include decisions on affirmative action cases involving Harvard and the University of North Carolina, which will determine the permissibility of using race in college admissions. Additionally, opinions are still pending on two cases regarding President Biden's student loan debt relief plan. A Florida man is being sentenced to nearly 5 years in prison for his role in the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol.
On Friday, Mason Joe Corson was sentenced to 4 years and 9 months in prison after pleading guilty to assaulting a law enforcement officer with a dangerous weapon. He will also have 3 years of supervised release and $2,000 in restitution. According to an indictment, during the attack on the Capitol, Corson joined a group of people beating a Metropolitan Police Department officer with a baton, flagpole, and crutch. Corson was part of a group yelling, quote, "Heave ho," while trying to get into the building. I'm Jim Forbes.
In what's being called an extremely rare incident, a 66-year-old Arizona man was killed in a bear attack. The man was sitting in a chair on his property near Prescott when an adult male black bear attacked him, dragging him about 75 yards. The bear began to eat the man before a neighbor intervened by shooting and killing the bear. Prescott is located approximately 100 miles northwest of Phoenix. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
New to USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal.
Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal we go. With Jeremy Scott.
Subscribe to Into the Paranormal from USAPodcasting.com.